When Eusebio went missing, it was the divers who found him. The river is as thick as tar. You can't see a thing underwater. The men have to search by feel. Enero wanting to help. The islanders wanting to help, but no. Leave it to the experts. You guys had your chance to find him, said the officer. The reproach, or explanation, or both, hung in the air. Time for the people who know what they're doing to take over was what he meant, but not what you said. And Nero got angry. It was like he was blaming them. How could the officer understand when he didn't even know them? When he didn't know Eusebio? When he had no idea how close they were? When he had no idea that if one of them went, he took a part of the other with him? They waited, hour after hour, on the shore smoking, rubbing their arms through their shirts. It wasn't cold, it was just the feeling. He stared at the divers as they worked, some in the boats, others in the river, going under, coming up, the water like ink, dark, thick, like ink. The divers wearing wetsuits, goggles, the ones going in. The others holding the rope that connects the divers beneath the surface of those on the boat. One with a walkie-talkie. The ones in wetsuits going under, coming up, the water dark, thick. Sorry. And Eric could feel a lump in his throat. That feeling would never leave him. That grief. It still hits him from time to time. It hits him right now as he's smoking by himself. In the middle of the river. In the middle of the night.